Agent Force World Tour, 4th December 2025. A smaller version of the normal Salesforce conference and very definitely targeted at Agent Force. As a change of pace to the normal Salesforce conferences, it was very much geared around practical work, which I suspect is down to the practicalities of it being held in quarter four of the financial year when no one has any money left, and that seemed to be the core theme of the day. It felt like we have now moved past the overexcitement phase of AI. Everyone is asking the same question. How do we actually make money out of this? And what do we really do with it past a fun proof of concept? There were quite a few large-scale customer success stories pushing cost savings and value. Also a lot of practical coding sessions on how you actually implement things. One interesting thread ran through the day. Those who are rolling their own, or DIY AI as Salesforce calls it, were very much looked down upon as an unnecessary cost and a waste of effort. The clear message was why bother when you can have prefabbed AI with a set of ready-to-use tools. Alongside that was a constant emphasis on trust and trustworthiness. A valid point, and one that needs making, because if you package up AI and make it opaque on what is going on under the hood, then people really do have to trust the implementation. My highlight of the day was the Compliance Center. It is the first truly useful business implementation of AI that I have personally seen. Most other tools feel like clever technology in search of a problem, or thinly disguised cost-cutting exercises. Even the usual line of freeing people up to do interesting work often feels forced. The Compliance Center, however, is genuinely useful. Corporations have to do compliance. They hate doing it. The people tasked with it hate doing it. The people they enforce it on tend to hate them for doing it. It is a miserable necessity. So having a tool that takes large regulatory documents, even giant government-produced PDFs, turns them into practical legislation and enforces it inside your data is genuinely powerful. It is exactly the sort of task no one wants a human to do, and no human wants to do it. I may be slightly colored by the fact that I genuinely enjoyed the day. It was a smaller event, but I had good company, which always helps. It felt much more like an information dump showing what is coming, rather than a sales drive. They clearly knew that very few organizations had money left to spend at this time of year. One thing I nearly forgot to mention was the whole Vibe coding toolkit. It was demoed and had multiple workshops, but in honesty, I have seen the same ideas implemented elsewhere in other development environments. Salesforce are largely catching up here. They might see it as a big step forward, but for many developers, it felt more like parity. Overall, though, well worth attending. I did not expect much from it, and several colleagues and previous clients skipped it because they assumed it would be too small to bother with. I think they missed out. It was far less hyperactive than the main events and much more focused on practical delivery. I came away with useful tools, new knowledge, and a surprisingly positive view of where this part of the platform is heading.